What's going on, guys? Cody here. So today I'm going to be talking about Jesus Christ. And before you turn it off here, this is not about religion. Far from it, actually. Because the thing is, what we have all been told about Jesus, the man, has been a lie. So I'm here to tell you the truth. And I'm telling you this because, well, it's just the right thing for us to know the truth, isn't it? So, where am I getting this information? I'm getting it from a spiritual group called the Great White Brotherhood. They do not live here on Earth. They're up in heaven. And they work with a few people here on Earth who then present me this information. And then now I'm telling you. You can also see all of their work on thegreatwhitebrotherhood.org. A link will be in the description if you're watching this on YouTube or any of the podcast outlets. So guys, religion says that Jesus Christ was a man, poor man. He was a carpenter, and he spread love and peace through his messages, and he got hung on a cross and died a horrible death for all of our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for that. That's what we all say. Sorry to mock Jesus there. That's not my intent. Where that aggression comes from is the fact that we've been lied to. So let me get into it and tell you who Jesus really was. And once again, this is not a religious thing. I'm not telling you about Christianity or anything like that. No, religion is actually a bad thing. Because look at what it's done in this world. It's created so many wars, so much division, and it's been infiltrated by evil entities, evil people, who have corrupted the message. So, there's obviously a lot of good that comes from religion, so I'm not discounting that, but I'm speaking from a macro sense here. So anyway, Jesus was not born into a working class family. He was not a carpenter. He needed a lot of leisure time to actually develop himself here on earth so he could go about doing his teachings. So before he incarnated here on earth, he had to decide which type of family that he wanted to incarnate into. And obviously, if he was a poor carpenter, he wouldn't have any time to actually teach anybody because he'd be spending his whole day working just trying to put food on the table. So you hear back in history and they say that he was this poor carpenter. Well, think about it. How would he have went around and spread his message if he was busy all day working? Yeah. So he was actually born into a Jewish royal family, and he was sort of a prince. So his parents were part of the royal family. And his birth was a completely normal birth. So the whole idea of Mother Mary, you know, getting pregnant by nothing, that's just not possible. That's not how it works. Do you know anyone who just gets pregnant from nothing? Why would back then be any different than now? That's total nonsense. He was born totally normal, just like me and you. So when he was a child and young man, he spent a lot of his time in synagogues, but he quickly realized that the bloody eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth religion was being taught. It wasn't the correct way forward. So he went to Tibet and studied in a monastery there. So once he was an adult, he went about in Tibet and northern India teaching peace and love. And the Bible says he went missing. Well, that's where he was. So, at the age of about 30, he came back to Israel and taught. So, he started teaching around 30 years old. So, apparently, he was so spiritually advanced that he didn't actually have to travel the way me or you do. He was so advanced that he could sort of teleport, a bit like Harry Potter stories, where he can just think about a place that he wants to go and then appear there. So apparently we all already have that capability. All of us humans have that capability to teleport. but it lies dormant and we just don't know how to do it. We're not spiritually advanced enough. Someday we will be. So, along with the story here, his teachings were so different that were being taught by all the priests in Israel that the powers that be decided that Jesus just had to go. So they organized with the Romans to capture him. So here's another crazy thing. It wasn't actually Jesus that was hung on the cross. Apparently, there was a substitute that was sort of in Jesus' place while Jesus could escape. So he actually did not. People thought that he was because they planted another person, a scapegoat or whatever you want to call it, to be in his place. But Jesus himself actually escaped. So Jesus was married to who we know is Mary Magdalene, and she was a princess. And it's thought that they had two children, a boy and a girl. And maybe the daughter's name was Sarah, but they can't quite remember. So one of his boy went to India to escape. And this is when Jesus was being captured and the whole cross thing was happening. They fled. They fled Israel. His son went to India to escape. But Jesus, his wife, and his daughter went to the south of France. And they lived in a remote village in the area called Ariège, something like that, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. The village today is called Lourdes, if I'm pronouncing that right. So, while there, he set up a religion called Catharism. Catharism. So, that doesn't exist today anymore, because the Catholic Church destroyed it in the 12th century. Now, in this religion, they were all vegetarian, and they believed in peace, and they were very spiritual, obviously. So, Jesus didn't die in Israel. Jesus did not get hung on the cross. He died in the south of France in a small town called Lourdes. However you pronounce it, probably I'm butchering it here. And that's where he was buried. They're not sure where his wife, Mary Magdalene, went. Some say that she went to Scotland and was buried in a church there, but nobody really knows. So that's all that I wanted to share with you about Jesus. It was a little hard getting that message out because I know that that's goes against what everyone thinks, even what I thought before I received this message here. And I trust in the Great White Brotherhood. I've been following their work for many years now. And like I said, they're up in heaven. They give a man that I know, Bob Sanders, the messages, and he reports them. You can also check him out on YouTube. And see for yourself, because this is not hokey pokey. There's nothing for sale. He has 3 books, and guess what? They're all free. So it's not about money. It's not about trying to be right, trying to get attention. This is about trying to finally tell the world the truth of many topics. This is just a small sliver that I'm making this podcast about today, but there is so much more. I'm still learning, but I feel that I have to do my part and try to spread the truth around the world, even if only a few amount of people listen to this, because if everyone does that, then this world will be a better place. If you think that's corny, well, so be it. I like the world to be a better place. I like to live a good life. I like to be happy and peaceful. And that's what is going to happen. That is the very reason I'm doing this right now. So, once again, this message and many more came from thegreatwhitebrotherhood.org. Go there and you can click on lessons. Also, Bob Sanders, who is here on Earth, makes videos on YouTube and talks a bunch about this stuff as well. So, highly recommend to check that out. And I'll end it there, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode when we talk about more crazy stuff. All right, bye.